Police in central London. Two arrests have been made in one area. Suella Braverman had criticised a separate pro-Palestine rally, calling it a hate march, with the Prime Minister also unhappy with the demo going ahead today on Armistice Day. But youth workers Issa and Abdul Rahman explain why they're among the thousands taking part.
Opening social media, you see like horrific images, videos of people being murdered in Palestine and Gaza. I feel like I need to go out there, have a voice, because they've been denied their voice.
All we're calling for at the moment is a ceasefire.
It's understood Nigel Farage will next week begin a formal legal fight with NatWest Group over the debanking scandal. He's believed to be seeking millions of pounds in damages. There have been tears, songs, poems and prayers at the funeral of 15-year-old Eliane Andem, who was stabbed to death in South London in September. She'd been protecting a friend when she was attacked in Croydon. This is some of her dad Michael's tribute.
We honour God for the gift of life. He gave us 15 remarkable years with Eliane. We did our best. We will say goodbye. Just good night.
A 17-year-old's been charged with murder. In sport, Wolves scored twice in added time to beat Tottenham 2-1 in the Premier League. Spurs had led from the third minute but missed the chance to go top of the table. Arsenal can leapfrog with victory over Burnley in the game's just kicking off. Kilmarnock go to Hibs among today's Scottish Premiership matches. And a leather jacket worn by Michael Jackson in a Pepsi advert in 1984 has sold at auction. It's fetched £250,000. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
All right, 2 minutes past three. How you doing? I hope you're safe and well. Thanks to Spencer for another excellent Weekend Wired Up show. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Good afternoon.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Been quite a cold day across our area, but only light winds, and there's been plenty of sunshine as well. Lovely blue skies as I look through the window here at the Brentwood Centre. Maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon, 8 degrees Celsius. Tonight, any showers that there are will soon die away, and it will be a dry and clear night with temperatures quickly falling, leading to a widespread slight frost. There will be some areas of fog, some of it freezing, developing overnight. Minimum temperature overnight, minus 2 degrees Celsius. Sunday, we'll see the frost and fog even clear. Through the morning, as cloud arrives, there will be some outbreaks of rain spreading through the afternoon, and it will be heavy at times. Maximum temperature tomorrow, slightly higher though, 10 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Another runner in the night, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Another runner in the night.
break. Ingo got Mozart was checking out the weather chart to see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
In the dark with the monsters, the adolescent pumps his way into his mouth. With a bottle on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round.
Manfred Mann's Earth Band in their 1976 version of Bruce Springsteen's Blinded by the Night, kicking us off musically this afternoon on this Saturday, the 11th of November 2023. Welcome into Phoenix Sport. I'm John Chubb. I'm here until 6 p.m. with all of the afternoon sport. A busy afternoon of football from the Premier League downwards. And we have three featured matches. Leighton Orient versus Oxford United in EFL League One. Alex Stripe is our reporter at Brisbane Road. And also Lee Bailey. Welcome back to him. He's not reported for us for a while, but he has followed Billericay Town down to the East Kent coast, where they take on Folkestone and Victor in the ESPN Premier League. Billericay going great runs. Great guns even at the moment in second place. And also Andy Gardner is at New Lodge, where Hutton are playing Burnham Ramblers in a Thurlow non-Division 1 South this afternoon. Reports on all of those matches. Also a roundup of this afternoon's rugby union action, both national and local. And a busy afternoon of racing, meetings at Townville, Wincanton, Newcastle, Aintree and Kelso. It's an evening one at Chelmsford City Racecourse as well. I'll have some results from those meetings. Plenty of great music too. Stick around between now and six. And it's live.
It's Phoenix 98 FM.
We are on recession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guiles. We'll be right back.
That's Duran Duran and their current song, Black Moonlights. So, welcome into Phoenix Sport on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, I'm here until 6pm. We're going to focus on football first off. Taking a look at what happened in the Championship last night. There was a game at Ewood Park in all Lancashire for Blackburn Rovers versus Preston North End, and it ended in victory for visitors Preston. They had taken lead through Alan Brown on 35 minutes before the prolific Sammy Smodic equalised 4 minutes after the restart, but a late goal in the 90th minute from Liam Lindsay gave Preston all 3 points. That took them up to fourth place in the Championship. Blackburn currently 10th. In the Premier League, there was an early kick-off today at Molineux, Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Tottenham, and a quite extraordinary outcome because Spurs led for most of the match. Brennan Johnson scoring in only the third minute, his first goal for Spurs since his summer move from Nottingham Forest, but Wolves took all 3 points in the end because they scored 2 goals in stoppage time. The first one coming from Pablo Sarabia 1 minute into injury time, and he set up the winner as well, which was scored by Mario Lemina in the 97th minute. So finished Wolverhampton Wanderers 2, Tottenham Hotspur 1. And as it stands at the moment, that means that Wolves stay in 12th place in the league, and Tottenham missed the chance to go above leaders Manchester City and remain at 1 point behind them as it stands. In the Premier League so far this afternoon, there's already been 2 goals at Selhurst Park in a match between Crystal Palace and Everton. Vitaly Mykolenko gave Sean Dyche's side the lead in only the second minute, but a couple of minutes later Palace won a penalty, and Eberechi Eze, who has just signed a new contract with the Selhurst Park club, equalised from the spot. So it's Crystal Palace 1, Everton 1. There's 2 other 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League this afternoon at the Emirates. Arsenal versus Burnley at Old Trafford. Manchester United taking on Luton Town. Both of those are currently goalless. There's 1:30 kickoff, and that is Bournemouth versus Newcastle United. Eddie Howe returning to his old club. Meanwhile, in the Championship, Ipswich Town, they've drawn in second place. Of course, they've drawn their last two matches, which have left them still 3 points behind leaders Leicester City. In spite of Leicester's unbeaten run of nine matches coming to an end last week at the hands of Leeds United. And Ipswich have fallen behind early doors at Portman Road this afternoon against Swansea City. And Jay Faulkner scored for the Swans in the 7th minute. There has, by the way, Middlesbrough versus Leicester, that is coming in goalless. Southampton 1, West Bromwich Albion 0. Will Smallbone has scored for the Saints after 5 minutes. And there's been a goal at Vicarage Road as well. It's Watford 1, Rotherham 0. Mileta Rajovic after 10 minutes. The early kickoff in the Championship was at the Stadium of Light, and Wayne Rooney is still without a win in charge of Birmingham City. 4 defeats and 1 draw since he took charge of St Andrews, because they were beaten 3-1 by the host Sunderland, for whom Job Bellingham, Nectarius Triantis and Adil Adushish scored. Koji Miyoshi netted for Birmingham, but that turned out to be a consolation. No other goals in the Championship so far this afternoon. Meanwhile, in EFL League One, where a featured match is taking place at Brisbane Road, it's currently goalless between Leyton Orient and Oxford United. Yeo is currently in 15th place, having won 5, drawn 5 and lost 5. They exited the EFL Trophy during the week, beaten 2-1 at home by Portsmouth. I was at that game, by the way. If you want to have a look at my match report, it's at our website, phoenixfm.com, in the sports section. But this afternoon, they're back in action in League One, and they face Oxford United, who got off to a great start to this season. They're coming in second place, but they're looking for a new manager, as this week Liam Manningham left them to take the vacant job at Bristol City. First team coach Craig Short is in charge of Oxford on an interim basis, and he's therefore in charge of them this afternoon. But no goals there so far. There was an early kickoff at London Road, where Peterborough United faced Cambridge United in a local derby, and an emphatic victory for Posh. They scored 5 goals without reply. 2 from Mason Clark, 2 from Poku, and 1 from Randall, 4 minutes from time, completing the rout. So all 3 points there for Peterborough, in 4th place as things stand. A few other goals to tell you about in League One this afternoon so far. Wigan have taken the lead at Cheltenham. That was an own goal by Cheltenham's Lewis Freestone in the 7th minute. It's Fleetwood 1, Exeter 0, Broom for Fleetwood in the 6th minute. And Reading, despite their struggles, they made a great start away to Shrewsbury. Reading currently 2-0 up, thanks to goals from Sam Smith and Dominic Ballard. On to League Two now, and that includes Colchester United, who are at home to Sutton United this afternoon. No goals in that one so far. There's been a goal at Valley Parade, where Bradford City have a new manager. They appointed Graham Alexander to replace Mark Hughes this week, who left the club a few weeks ago. But it's been a worst possible start for Alexander, because Dominic Telford of Barrow, their visitors today, scored for them in only the 1st minute. Barrow currently winning by a goal to nil. There's been a couple of goals in the game between Crawley and Accrington. Jack Nolan gave Stanley the lead in the 2nd minute, but Danilo Orsi Dodomo equalised for Crawley in the 8th. Meanwhile, it's Grimsby 0, Morecambe 1, Adam Major in the 2nd minute for Morecambe. Tranmere have taken an early lead against Forest Green. And also, there's been a goal at the racecourse ground. Wrexham's Ollie Palmer has given his side the lead in only the 1st minute against Gillingham. National League now, and Southend United have travelled to the northwest this afternoon to take on Altrincham, and that's currently goalless. Dagenham and Redbridge are in action later against Solihull Moors. That kicks off at 5:30 due to TV coverage. Other goals, it's AFC 5-0, York City 1, Scott Burgess for York after 6 minutes. Gateshead 1, Dorking 0, early goal in that game. It's Hartlepool 1, Ebbsfleet 1. Oxford City were 1-0 up against Woking, but Woking have just equalised. And there's been a goal at Grosvenor Vale. It's gone to the visitors. It's Wealdstone 0, Rochdale 1. Meanwhile, in the National League South, Aveley going great guns. They're currently in second place. They have travelled to Bath City, who started the day just below them in third. And not a good start for the Millers, who are 2-0 down after around 20 minutes there. Braintree Town, meanwhile, have travelled to Eastbourne Borough, and they conceded early on against the host. But Braintree have now equalised, and it's one apiece in that game. Also in action this afternoon, Chelmsford City, they are at home to Chippenham Town, something of a bogey side for the Clarets, I think, at Melbourne Park, but no goals at present in that one. It's been Premier, and in our featured game, Billericay Town have travelled to Folkestone and Victor. No goals there so far. Leaders, Hornchurch, and just above Billericay, they have travelled to Cheshunt this afternoon, and they're already 2-0 up. Harlane and Bayo of Cheshunt scored no goal in only the 4th minute, and Adi Yusuf added a second for the Urchins on 19. So good start for Hornchurch there. Canvey Island are away to third-placed Enfield Town, and the host scored in the 1st minute, so the goal's currently a goal down there. Hashtag United, they're away to Horsham this afternoon. That is goalless. Concord Rangers was due to be hosting Potters Bar Town, another struggling side at the Aspect Arena this afternoon, but that match has been postponed. Not sure why. Moving on to Step 4 in the Southern League Division 1 Central, it's Waltham Abbey 0, Ware 0. Some of a local derby there, 3rd against 4th, and Abbey in fine form at the moment. Meanwhile, in Eastbourne North, Brentwood Town have made a good start away to Enfield. Matt Cripps, the scorer for the Blues, in only the 14th minute there. Bowers and Pitsy 1, Maldon Tiptree 0. Ben Williamson for Bowers in the 5th minute. Hayward Smith has taken an early lead against Felixstowe and Walton United as Grayley Road. Rob Harvey after 12 minutes. And Brightley Sea Region away to New Salamis, but they're 2-0 behind. And also Redbridge are at home to Wolf from Stowe this afternoon, and Stowe taking an early lead at Oakside through George Ironton in the 4th minute. And also Whittam Town, their way to Bury Town this afternoon, and Bury have taken the lead after 10 minutes in that game.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I mentioned that in the National League South, Braintree Town had equalised at Eastbourne Borough, and it was Tom Blackwell who scored the Irons equaliser in that game. Elsewhere in the Championship, Ipswich have levelled against Swansea at Portman Road. Jack Taylor for the Traxie Boys after 17 minutes. National League is Bournemouth 0, Bromley 1, Olofela Olamola in the 19th minute for Bromley. And the Championship, Leeds have taken a lead against Plymouth at Elland Road. Daniel James after 21 minutes. Salford 1, Mansfield 1 in League 2. Mansfield took the lead through Jordan Bowery on 19, but Matt Smith has equalised for Salford on 22. It's just got worse for Witham Town. It's been North Badge at Bury Town, and it's now 2-0 to the hosts. Aldershot Town at 1, Kidderminster to Harriers 0 in the National League. And Norwich, aside in trouble in the Championship, David Wagner, their manager, is under a great deal of pressure after rather poor results. But they have taken the lead at Cardiff in the 22nd minute. Christian Fastenact for the Canaries in that Championship game. And Ipswich have turned things around, I believe, in their Championship game against Swansea. Connor Chaplin scoring a second for the Tractor Boys after 22 minutes. It's now Ipswich 2, Swansea 1. And Gateshead have just doubled their lead in the National League against Dorking Wanderers. Billy Chapwick scored their first goal. Not sure who's got the second, though. I should be doing Ladies Travel for you very soon. After we've heard a bit of vintage Kool and the Gang, Let's Go Dancing.
Let's go dancing, ooh la la la.
travel coming up in just a moment, but I've got some more goals to tell you about in the football. First of all, hashtag United have taken lead at Horsham in the ESPN Premier League. Thomas Anderson after 27 minutes. Scottish Premiership, Motherwell playing Hearts this afternoon. There's been a goal in that one from Lawrence Shankland after 27 minutes. Waltham Abbey have taken the lead against Ware in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Abbey, who have gone four games unbeaten, as the runners taken them up to third place, and their goal to the good Kappa shots this afternoon. Kieran Cathline after 28 minutes for Abbey. And Chelmsford City, who have not been in fantastic form of late, to be honest. Although they did pick up a win at Old Rivals Dartford during the week, but they've got to go behind against Chippenham Town at Melbourne Park this afternoon. 1-0 to the visitors. Oldham 0 Eastleigh 1, that's the latest score in the National League. And in the ESPN North, it's now Redbridge 0, Walthamstow 2. Adalberto Pinto has doubled Stowe's lead just after the half hour mark. The time is 28 minutes to 4.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Checking local roads, first of all, no reported problems in Brentwood and Billericay at the moment. In Epping, there's some slow moving traffic on the High Street in both directions between Stonards Hill and Station Road. A12 London bound has some slow moving traffic between junctions 29 and 27. Rayleigh has slow moving traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street, and Harlow has slow moving traffic on Kings Lane, A414. And Rayleigh Lane from the M11 Junction 7 roundabout to North Wheel Market. Usual hotspots in Chelmsford on a Saturday afternoon. Somebody approaches to the Army and Navy roundabout are currently busy. Van Diemen's Road, Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass. Also Springfield Road between Springfield Green and Victoria Road is busy. And Victoria Road is currently slow between Springfield Road and New Street. Public transport, no reported problems on C2C trains. Greater Anglia, there are buses replacing trains between Witham and Ingatestone today. The faster services, and between Witham and Chelmsford for the stopper services. Although trains will continue to operate between Norwich, Ipswich, Clacton, Braintree and Witham, as well as between Chelmsford and London. Meanwhile, on TfL, good service on the Elizabeth line. No reported problems on London Overground. Some minor delays on the District line due to train cancellations at the moment. Other than that, looks like pretty decent service on TfL on the whole. I will have another update for you around about 1 hour from now.
Someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out. Not about to lie down for your cause, but you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell me you're a keeper. Not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. In her own way, but oh, she came to my show, you see,
As the kook, she moves in her own way. Oh dear, point safe baggage. Right, I'm going to turn my attention away from football and talk about a couple of other things going on this afternoon. A few other things, actually. Cricket, England, once again in World Cup action. It's been a pretty dire tournament for England, but they're in action against Pakistan this afternoon in their latest World Cup encounter. David Willey is playing his final game for England before retirement. England won the toss and they elected to bat first, and they finished on 337 for 9. Pakistan currently batting there on 191 for 8 as it stands from 37.3. They need 147 runs to win from 12.3 overs with 2 wickets remaining. Pakistan are out of contention for a semi-final place in the World Cup, so that place will be taken by New Zealand. England, of course, already out of semi-final contention, but they would secure a Champions Trophy place if they were to win this match. Also, rugby union, and in the English Premiership last night, leaders Bath came back from behind to win in their local derby at Gloucester. It finished Gloucester 27, Bath 45. Also last night, action in the United Rugby Championship, where it finished Zebra 12, Sharks 10, Cardiff Rugby 12, Bulls 18, and Ulster 21, Munster 14. A couple of English Premiership games today. It's half time in the match between Bristol and Sale, and it's currently Bristol 7, Sale 8. Also, Leicester Tigers are playing third placed Harlequins this afternoon, and Quins are currently winning that one by 12 points to 8. There's one match currently in the United Rugby Championship, and the current score is Benetton 7, Stormers 5. I'll keep tabs on those matches. Also, our usual roundup of the local rugby results later on as well. Meanwhile, in racing, as I mentioned at the top of the show, there were 5 afternoon meetings, one evening, one at Chelmsford City Racecourse later as well. I'm going to bring you the results that have come in whilst we've been on the air. The 255 at Down Royal first was number 3, Ashtree Meadow, the 8 to 15 favourite. Second was number 2, Visionarian, 11 to 8. They were the only 2 runners in that race. 3 o'clock at Wincanton. First was number 1, Rubode, the 1-2 favourite. Second was number 3, Hansard, priced at 11-4. Third was number 2, Glorious Zoff, priced at 28-1 for Ran. The 3:15 at Newcastle. That was won by number 7, Brewing, the 100-30 joint favourite. The other 100-30 joint favourite was number 2, Bielsa, who came second. Third was number 4, Gisborne, priced at 5-1. 10 runners in that race. The 3:20 at Aintree. First was number 3, West Balboa, 8-11 favourites. Second was number 1, Brewing Up a Storm, 7-2. And third was number 2, Miller's Bank, priced at 11-4. 3 ran. And finally for now, the 3:25 race at Kelso. First was number 7, Secret, 5-2 joint favourite. Second was number 8, September Daisy, 14-1. And third was number 9, Alibaba, the other 5-2 joint favourite. Total of 11 runners in that race. I'll get up to speed with the football in just a moment after we've heard the current song from James Blunt. This is Beside You.
Oh, there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing.
And I pray my heart don't miss a beat.
But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over?
sun. And when she fades out, I might fall, but I won't care much, cause I've seen it all. But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet? Is it over yet?
Tell you one of our featured matches this afternoon in EFL League One. It's Leyton Orient nil Oxford United 1. Ruben Rodriguez has given Oxford the lead after 32 minutes. Plenty of other goals going in, and the first half times are coming through as well. So I'm going to run through those very shortly.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella.
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre Basildon with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM. In the Championship, it's Leeds United 2, Plymouth Argyle 0. Joel Pirro scoring Leeds second after 28 minutes. In the National League, it's Oxford City 2, Woking 0. And in League One, it's Fleetwood 3, Exeter 0. Brendan Sarpong, Wairedu, after 32 minutes. And the wonderfully named Phoenix Patterson, after 42 minutes, scoring a third for Fleetwood. And the National League is now Gateshead 3, Dorking 0, Billy Chadwick with his second, and the Heeds 3rd. Canberra Island are now 2-0 down at Enfield Town in the ISBN Premier League. Whiting Sea Region awaited New Salamis in the ISBN North, and it's a miserable return to his old club for veteran striker Derek Asamoah, who has been shown a red card in the first half there. Now, Millwall have a brand new manager who they appointed this week, and his name has completely got out of my head. Joe Edwards, that's the fella, not really a household name, but he's got great experience as a coach. He was Frank Lampard's, worked his way up through the ranks at Chelsea, has become Frank Lampard's assistant, also assisted him at Everton. He's also managed the England under 20s, and he is the new man in charge at the Den, and it's been a great start for him. They are 2-0 up in the first half at Sheffield Wednesday. Murray Wallace and George Saville the scorers for the Lions. Meanwhile, there has been a goal for Shrewsbury against Reading in League One. Tom Bates after 33, but Reading still winning by 2-0. Also in League One, Portsmouth, the leaders, they have taken the lead against Charlton of Fratton Park. Bradford City have equalised against Barrow. Valley Parade in League Two, Tyler Smith after 33 minutes. Also in League Two, it's Swindon 1, Stockport 0, Daniel Kemp after 31 for Swindon. And it's Cheltenham 1, Wigan 1 in League 1. Cheltenham 1 penalty after 32, converted by Liam Sercombe. In League 1, it's Lincoln 0, Port Vale 1. Ben Garrity for Vale after 34 minutes. National League, it's Maidenhead 1, Halifax 0. Kane Ferdinand, former Southend United player, scoring from Maidenhead after 36 minutes. Meanwhile, in the EFL League One, it's Derby 1, Barnsley 0. James Collins from the penalty spot for the Rams after 34 minutes. Wycombe Town are now 3-0 down away at Bury Town in the ESPN North. Scottish Premiership, Hibs have got in front against Kilmarnock. Josh Campbell on 36 minutes, giving them a 1-0 lead. League 2, Mansfield 2-1 up now at Salford. Davis, Caden Dunn scoring their second after 37 minutes. Great first half for Hornchurch away at Cheshire this afternoon. Adi Yusuf has scored his second and the Urchins third after 35 minutes. It's now Cheshire 0, Hornchurch 3. And Cardiff have equalised against Norwich in the Championship. Josh Bowler after 39 minutes. Bristol Rovers currently without a manager following the sacking of Joe Barton. They apparently made... they were reportedly interested in appointing Kevin Mayer, the Southend United boss. Nothing has come of that, much to the relief of Southend supporters. And Bristol Rovers have gone 1-0 in front of Carlisle. An own goal by Carlisle, Samuel Lavelle, giving Rovers the lead. It's now Cheshire 0, Hornchurch 4. Ryan Scott after 40 minutes. Half time in Eastbourne North at Len Salmon Stadium. It's Bowers and Pitsey 1, Walden Tiptree 0. Chelmsford City, I understand, have equalised through Luke Jenkins against Chippenham Town. He's got through 3 minutes before half time to make it one apiece at Melbourne Park. Haybury Swifts have conceded an equaliser against Felixstowe Walton United in Eastbourne North a minute before half time. Cardiff have now turned things around against Norwich in the Championship. They are now winning by 2-1. Callum Robinson for the Bluebirds on 43 minutes. Nightmare off first half for Brightley Sea Region away to New Salamis. They're down to 10 men following the dismissal of Derek Asamoah, and they are now 3-0 down against the host. Braintree have gone behind once again at Eastbourne Borough, who are winning 2-1 in the National League South. Suddenly Division 1 Central, all from Abbey, have doubled their lead against Ware. They're now winning 2-0. Benjamin Baker on the stroke of half time. There's been a goal at the Emirates in the Premier League. It's Arsenal 1, Burnley 0. 3-0. Leandro Trossard scoring in first half injury time for the Gunners. League 2, it's AFC Wimbledon 1, Doncaster 0. Ali Alhamadi in first half injury time, giving the Dons the league lead. Half-time in League 2 is Wrexham 1, Gillingham 0. Some more half times for you. What about featured matches in the ESPN Premier League? It's Folkestone Invicta 0, Billericay Town 0. In the ESPN North, half-time outside, it's Redbridge 0, Walthamstow 2. In the ESPN Premier League, Enfield Town 2, Canberra Island 0. In League 1, it's Northampton 0, Burton 0. National League, Gateshead 3, Dorking 0. These are all half-time scores. Eastbourne Borough 2, Braintree Town 1 as a half-time in the National League South. Witham Town losing 3-0 at half-time, but Bury Town in the ESPN North. Premier League, half-time at Old Trafford, no goals in the game between Manchester United and Luton. No goals in the game in the Championship at the Riverside in the first half. Half-time is Middlesbrough 0, leaders Leicester 0. Goal is 2 in the match in EFL League 2 between Newport and MK Dons. And half-time in the Scottish Premiership, it's Dundee 2, St Mirren 0. Zach Ruddon scored from the penalty spot for Dundee in first half injury time. Also, the Scottish Premiership, it's goalless in the game between St Johnstone and Ross County at the break. It's just got worse for Leighton Orient. They're 2-0 behind against Oxford United at Brisbane Road. Not sure if that's actually that first half has actually finished yet. I think it's still going on, but not a good first half at all for the O's. Elsewhere, it's New Salamis 3, Brighton Sea Region 0. That's now confirmed as a half-time score in the ESPN North. In the Championship, it's goalless at Loftus Road, Queen's Park Rangers 0, Bristol City 0. Liam Manning in charge of Bristol City for the first time after leaving Oxford United to take over at Ashton Gate, replacing the sacked Nigel Pearson. In the Championship, also it's half-time at St Mary's. Southampton 1, West Bromwich Albion 0. Derby 1, Barnsley 0. That is a half-time in League 1. Scottish Premiership, a couple more half-times. Hibs 1, Kilmarnock 0, and Motherwell 0, Hearts 1. National League half-time, it's Hartlepool 1, Ebbsfleet 1. And it's Horsham 0, hashtag 1 at halftime in the ESPN Premier League. And Watford 2, Rotherham 0, as a latest score in the Championship. That is now confirmed as a halftime score. And also in the EFL League 1, it's Fleetwood 3, Exeter 0. These are all half-time scores. Shrewsbury 1, Reading 2. League 2, it's goalless at the Community Stadium between Colchester and Sutton. Also in League 2, it's Tranmere 1, Forest Green 0. Fylde 0, York 2 as a half-time score in the National League, as is Aldershot 1, Kidderminster 0, and Oxford City 2, Woking 0. A great first half for the Urchins at Cheshire. It's Cheshire 0, Hallchurch 4 in the ESPN Premier League. The half-time whistle has gone at the Emirates in the Premier League. It's Arsenal 1, Burnley 0. And the same has happened at Selhurst Park, where it's 1-1 at the break between Crystal Palace and Everton. Goalless in the Championship between Hull and Huddersfield. Leeds 2, Plymouth 0. Now confirmed as a half-time score. Great start for Millwall's new manager, Joe Edwards. His side 2-0 up at Sheffield Wednesday in the Championship at the break. League 1, it's Bolton 0, Blackpool 0, Lincoln 0, Port Vale 1, and Portsmouth 1, Charlton 0. League 2, goalless at the break between Crewe and Notts County, it's Grimsby 0, Morecambe 1. Late first half equaliser for Wiltshire at home to Rochdale in the National League. It's 1-1 there, and that is now confirmed as a half-time score. Brentwood Town in the lead away to Enfield at the break in ESPN North. They're winning 1-0. Championship, no goals at half-time in the match between Coventry and Stoke. No goals either in the National League match between Chesterfield, the leaders, and fellow High Flyers, Barnet. Altrincham 0, Southend United 0. That is another half-time from the National League. League 2, it's Salford 1, Mansfield 2. In the Championship at the break, it's Cardiff 2, Norwich 1 and Ipswich 2, Swansea 1. Ipswich coming back from behind at Portman Road. Also in the Championship, Watford 2 goals to the good against Rotherham. A couple more from League 2. It's AFC Wimbledon 1, Doncaster 0 and Crawley 1, Accrington 1. Bath 2, Avely 0 in the National League South. Not a good first half for the Millers. Not a good first half for Leighton Orient either. Orient 0, Oxford United 2. Is now confirmed as a half-time score in League 1. League 2 is Swindon 1, Stockport 0. Half-time at Melbourne Park in the National League South. It's Chelmsford City 1, Chippenham Town 1, Carlisle 0, Bristol Rovers 1 at the break in League 1. Another half-time from League 2 is Walsall 0, Harrogate 0, Oldham 0, Eastleigh 1 at the break in the National League, and one more half-time from League 1 where it's currently Cheltenham 1, Wigan 1. Back to racing just before we go to the news, because I've got some more results for you. 3.28 at Down Royal. First was number 11, Clonmean, priced at 10-1. Second was number 3, Cave Court, the 5-2 favourite. And third was number 14, Reddy's Island, priced at 100-30. A total of 14 runners in that race. 3.32, meanwhile, at Wincanton. First was number 7, Good Luck Charm, priced at 18-1. Second, number 5, Vicky Vale, priced at 5-1. And third was number 2, Space Voyage, priced at 20 to 1. Total of 8 runners in that race. Disappointment for Great Snow, the 85-40 favourite, who only came 6. And finally, the 3.45 Newcastle, last race of the afternoon there. First was number 12, Unsmooth Operator, priced at 15-2. Second, number 14, Struth, 14-1. Third, number 9, Beraz, 12-1. Total of 13 runners in that race. Local Dynasty, 3-1 favourites, finished in 6th place. The time is 4 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM. News.